Sandusky First United Methodist Church's annual candlelight service. Many of you know that our pastor's been quite ill the last month or so. Just a week ago tonight, there was a prayer vigil in this very sanctuary. About 25 of us or so just found out about it via email and showed up to pray for Pastor Sue and her husband Jim, who had just had open heart surgery that day. And after we got done with the prayer part, we just did some discussing about what was going to happen in our church with our pastor unable to do her first Christmas Eve service with us. What a disappointment it must be for her. And those of us sitting there, they talked about who was doing last Sundays and who was doing the Sunday after Christmas. And we have a lady in this congregation who step up and are willing to do things and share things. And then they talked about Christmas Eve and kind of somebody said, well, they thought Linda ought to do it. And the fact that the people here had that much faith in me and me being able to lead this wonderful congregation in this very special night. So that's what's on tap for today. Oh, and one of the remarkable things, I think, is that the bulletin was already in place by Monday night. I didn't see it for the first time till it got I opened up email Tuesday night and took a look at it and tried to process what it was all going to look like. By mid-morning Wednesday, Secretary Mary emailed me, wondered if I had any changes because it needed to be printed because the people who put the pretty pictures on the front were coming in later Wednesday morning to do that. And so with God's help, with God's Christmas blessing, we present Pastor Sue's first Christmas Eve service with the Sandusky congregation, with her hopefully listening on the radio but not being a part of it other than in the planning of it. So with that, we'll have our opening hymn number 246, Joy to the World. Will you stand?
Thank you.
this very day, in David's town called Bethlehem, our Savior was born, Christ the Lord. Please be seated as Downings come to light the Advent candle.
Good evening. Our reading tonight is from Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And while they were there, it came time for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn. We light the first candle as a symbol of Christ's hope. We light the second candle as a symbol of Christ's love. Yeah. We light the third candle as a symbol of Christ, our joy. We light this candle as the Prince of Peace. Tonight we light the Christ candle. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins to enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us. Our Lord, Emmanuel.
You may remain seated as we sing the fifth verse of Light the Advent Candle. You'll see the words on the screens. Aaron Campbell is going to do the children's message today and putting the final characters in the manger scene. Will the children come?
Any more little ones want to come up? You guys look great. Do you guys know what day it is? Christmas Eve. So what does that make tomorrow? You guys don't sound super excited. Are you excited? It's Christmas Day tomorrow. What does that mean? Presents and a fun time. What else does Christmas Day mean? Jesus was born. Yeah. Yeah. So What do we have missing from the manger scene up here? Can you guys see? Yeah, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So you guys, because you're here tonight, you get the honor of putting them in the manger. Who wants to do that? We have three. Everybody wants, you got to share. Okay, who wants Jesus? You two want to take Jesus up there? Okay, who wants Joseph? Do you guys want to share Mary? All right. Good job. All right, so we have the completed manger scene. That's pretty cool, right? All right, do you guys want to pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for who you are, Lord. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to us to be born in a manger, Lord, and to save the whole world. We love you, and we're so thankful for the gifts that you give us. Amen.
Our next hymn is O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn number 230. Will you stand as we sing, and you'll find the words on the screen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading comes to us from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Of those living in a pitch-dark land, light has dawned. You have made the nation great. You have increased its joy. They rejoiced before you as with the joy at the harvest, as those who divide plunder rejoice. As on the day of Midian, you've shattered the yoke that burdened them. The staff on their shoulders and the rod of their oppressor. Because every boot of the thundering warriors and every garment rolled in blood will be burned, fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, and there will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing it and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. May God add his blessing upon the reading of his word, words from the Old Testament. Our next hymn is Away in the Manger, number 217. Will you stand as we sing? Please be seated. Will you pray with me? Oh God, it always seems like a long wait to finally arrive to the manger and worship the Christ child. We can only take so many Hallmark Christmas specials, Christmas movies, and TV specials. Lord, there comes a time when we need the real thing. We need you. We need to be in this beautiful church tonight because you have given us the greatest gift we can ever receive, Jesus Christ. The candles, the poinsettias, the decorations, the music, all help us to receive hope, peace, joy, and love, symbolized by the candles just lit by the Downings around our Advent wreath. These are the gifts that we can open all year long, long after our other gifts are opened on Christmas morning, perhaps broken or even forgotten about. These gifts of yours are ours forever. Thank you for the gift of the Christ who is our Emmanuel, God with us. Oh God, we lift up those who are in special need of you this night as they face struggles and challenges in their daily lives, especially our pastor and your husband, Jim. We pray for the homeless, the brokenhearted, those with illnesses and medical challenges, and those who are facing difficult decisions. Surround each one of us with the good news of Christ's birth. just as a great company of angels surrounded the shepherds when they were out in the fields, watching their flocks by night. Thank you that all of us are invited to come home for Christmas. Thank you that all of us are welcome around the manger of the Christ child. Nobody is left out. After the last candle is blown out from tonight's service, remind us that the light of Christ will always shine brightly, even without the candle, as we seek to follow him. May tonight be a new beginning for us as we follow the light of Christ to shine in our lives through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Whenever we are feel alone, remind us of this holy night when we gathered here to welcome the light of Christ into the world. Don't let us forget, O God. Don't let us forget. And help our church not to forget to shine your light in all that we do and say. May our church be like a lighted candle that always shines brightly right here in the heart of this community. Shine your light through us, even as we leave from here tonight. In the name of the light of the world, Jesus Christ, we offer this prayer as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Our gospel reading comes from Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 20. You heard a couple of these verses at the lighting of the Advent candles. I'm reading from the Common English Version of the Bible, and this it has kind of chapter heads, and this chapter is called Jesus' Birth. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went there to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in snugly, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God, and they said, "Glory to God in the heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." And they went quickly, and they did find Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. And everyone who heard it was amazed what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. And the shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. The word of God for the people of God. At the beginning of the story, I told you about how it happened that I'm here in place of our pastor. When I got the bulletin, the topic of the message tonight was already printed. Christ is born. Let's celebrate. When I had the affirmation of the people at their prayer service that I would be the one to do the Christmas Eve story, a story I have probably read on Facebook at least 2 or 3 years ago, so some of you who are Facebook readers, this may sound familiar to you, but I haven't seen it yet, this going around yet this year. And so I guess my prayer to God was, if this is what you want me to present, you're going to let me find it on Facebook, because I wasn't sure, quite sure how to Google it. But the second try, I came up with it, because I could just remember the basic situation. But God and Google allowed me to find the story I'm going to share with you tonight. It's got a title. It's called The Big Wheel Truck Stop. In September 1960, I woke up one morning with 6 hungry kids, not very old, and just 75 cents in my pocket. Their father was gone. The boys ranged from 3 months to 7 years, and their sister was 2. Their dad had never been much more of a presence that they feared. And whenever they heard his tires crunch on the gravel driveway, they would scramble to hide under their beds to avoid him. But he did manage to leave $15 a week to buy groceries. Now that he had decided to leave, there would be no more beatings, but there would be no food either. If there was a welfare system in effect in southern Indiana at that time, I certainly knew nothing about it. I scrubbed the kids until they looked brand new, and then put on my best dress, a homemade one, and I loaded them into the rusty old 51 Chevy and drove off to find a job. The 7 of us went to every factory, store, and restaurant in our small town in Indiana. No luck. The kids stayed crammed in the car and were as good as could be and tried to be quiet, while I tried to convince whomever would listen that I was willing to learn or do anything. I had to have a job. Still no luck. The last place we went to, just a few miles out of town, was an old root beer barrel drive-in that had been converted to a truck stop. It was called the Big Wheel. An old lady named Granny owned the place, and she peeked out of a window from time to time at all those kids out in the car. She needed someone at the graveyard shift, 11 at night until 7 in the morning. She paid 65 cents an hour, and I could start that night. I raced home, and I called the teenager down the street that babysat for people, and I bargained with her to come and sleep on my sofa for $1 a night. And she could arrive with her pajamas on, and the kids would already be asleep. This seemed like a pretty good arrangement to her, and so we made a deal. That night, when the little ones knelt to say our prayers, we all thanked God for finding Mommy a job. And so I started at the Big Wheel. And when I got home in the mornings, I woke the babysitter up and sent her home with $1 of my tip money, fully half of what I averaged every night. That night, That night when the little ones and I knelt to say our prayers, we all thanked God for finding Mommy a job. And so I started at the big wheel. As the weeks went by and the heating bills added a strain to our meager wage, the tires on the old Chevy had the consistency of balloons and began to leak. I had to fill them with air on the way to work, and then fill them with air in order to get home every morning. One bleak fall morning, I dragged myself to go home, very tired after a night's work, and found four tires in the back seat. New tires. There was no note, no nothing, just those beautiful, brand new tires. Had angels taken up residence in Indiana, I wondered? Well, I made a deal with the local service station that in exchange for him mounting the new tires and putting them on my car, I would clean his office. And I remember it took me a lot longer to clean his office than it did for him to mount the tires on my car. I was now working six nights instead of five, and it still wasn't enough. Christmas was coming. And I know there would be no money for toys for the kids. I found a can of red paint and started repairing and painting some of the old toys to make them, try and make them look new. And then I hid them in the basement so there would be something for Santa to deliver Christmas morning. Clothes were a worry too. I was sewing patches on top of patches on the boys' pants, and soon they would be too far gone to even repair. On Christmas Eve, the usual customers were drinking coffee in the big wheel. These were the truckers, Les, Frank, and Jim. And a state trooper was there too, named Joe. There were a few musicians hanging around after their gig at the Legion Hall, and they were dropping nickels in the pinball machine. The regulars all just sat around and talked through the wee hours of the morning, and then left in order to get home before the sun came up. When it was time for me to go home at 7 o'clock on Christmas morning, I hurried to the car. I was hoping the kids wouldn't wake up before I managed to get home and get those presents from the basement and place them under the tree. We had cut down a small cedar tree by the edge of the nearby dump. It was still dark, and I couldn't see much. But there seemed to be dark shadows in the car, or was that just a trick of the darkness of the night? Something certainly looked different, but it was hard to tell what. When I reached the car, I peered into one of the side windows, and then my jaw dropped in amazement. My battered old Chevy was filled full to the top with boxes of all shapes and sizes. I quickly opened the driver's side door, scrambled inside, and knelt in the front, facing the back seat. Reaching back, I pulled off the lid of the top box. Inside was a whole case of little blue jeans, sizes 2 to 10. I looked in another box. It was full of shirts to go with the jeans. Then I peeked into some of the other boxes. There was candy and nuts, and bananas, and oranges. Anybody remember oranges in the top toe of their stockings Christmas morning? There was an enormous ham for baking, and potatoes, and canned vegetables, and there was pudding and jello and cookies, pie filling and flour. There was a whole bag of laundry supplies and cleaning items, and there were 5 new toy trucks and 1 beautiful doll. As I drove back through the empty streets as the sun slowly rose on the most amazing Christmas day of my life, I was sobbing with gratitude, and I will never forget the joy on the faces of my little ones that precious morning. Yes, there were angels in Indiana that that long ago, December. And a lot of them hung out at the Big Wheel truck stop. So the message, Christ is born, let's celebrate. Yes, Christ is born. Not all, and we don't always worship him or see his, what Christ does in the surroundings of a church, but throughout the world, Christ and his angels are working through the likes of each of us, the people we encounter, the people we share Christ with, sometimes with words, sometimes with actions. But always in our life, we should be sharing Christ. Amen. Will the ushers come for the offering of our gifts and tithes? Gracious God, we're so blessed by you May the offerings that we've given tonight be blessing to others as we reach out to the world in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. You may be seated. At this part, we're going to try and get the sanctuary as dark as we can. And then we'll light the candles, starting with, I'll light my candle from the Christ candle that was lit tonight, pass it to the ushers, and then they'll pass it to the congregation. And for me, the magical part is just kind of watch the sanctuary get more light as more and more of Christ's light comes into each of our hands and into each of our lives. Amen. Be sure it's the unlit candle that you put into the lit candle to watch for the dripping wax. I'm going to have you stay seated as we sing Silent Night.
Oh,
as the acolytes take the light of Christ out of the sanctuary, may each of us take our light of Christ in our lives into the world. May Jesus, our Savior, who was born on Christmas Day, bless you this season in a very special way. May the beauty and the promise of that holy night fill your heart with peace and happiness and make your new year bright. As you leave the sanctuary, please extinguish your candles, and there are totes in the back to place them in. Amen.
Enjoy the lights in the window. Enjoy the lights in the window.